my earliest memories of cooking and being at home in our household was Christmas, like when Nanny was making that like pepper pot,
yeah,
and all them type of things there. And then I grew my passion for food off the back of that.
Fair enough. Your mum was a very good cook. Nan was a good cook.
Very, very good cook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Growing up, you and Nanny have used to really cook together. I remember Nanny used to always cook in the daytime.
Yeah, she was always there.
And then you'd be cooking more in the nighttime. You'd always come down and make your stews and this kind of stuff in the nighttime.
I was 24 when I came to UK.
24.
Yeah, 24. Yeah, I wasn't young.
Of course, that's young. Imagine me at 24 coming to London from Guyana.
I was 24. And,
okay, and where did you come from?
Guyana.
So you came from Guyana?
Yeah, I come from Guyana, South America. They classify us as West Indians because we play West Indian cricket and that sort of thing. And because they were a part of British Empire, that's why they classify us as West Indian. But actually, we're South Americans.
Okay.
Because of the South America, right? Guyana is in that region, South America, that's it. What happened? We started off from Guyana. I flew into with a prop plane. Flew into a prop plane to Trinidad. But then from there we pick up the boat. The boat was the Antilles.
Okay.
And from there, from Trinidad, the first stop was Barbados.
Okay.
The next stop was Puerto Rico.
And everyone was just jumping on at these stops. Was he just stopping off?
People were jumping on at these stops. They were picking up passengers as they go along.
Yeah.
The boat left, the Antilles leave Trinidad, went to Barbados, from Barbados to Puerto Rico, from Puerto Rico to the southern part of Spain, and from the southern part of Spain to Plymouth, where we take a train from Plymouth to Paddington. My cousin was already in Peckham.
Okay, Uncle Gordon.
His brother, which his brother bring him to bring him here, I think in about 1954 or 56, and that's it. So we come to link up with my cousin.
Okay.
That's it.
So Grandad, when you was on this boat, what type of food was you eating? And when you arrived in London, what type of food was you eating? Was it like a big change from like Guyana food
The thing is, what happened, maybe when I came to London, I started working at the railways, but that only lasts one day. Then I end up working at a tea shop, the G Lyons.
Okay.
So I start working there like that. I get very much attached to the English food.
Okay. Which is what?
The reason why I'm working in a tea shop, they used to provide you with the food, you know.
Oh, what? So breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, breakfast, lunch. Not dinner, tea.
Okay. Well, like afternoon tea?
Afternoon tea.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I tell you about chips and sardines and biscuits.
Sardines and biscuits? Yes. Okay, yeah.
Sardine and biscuits, you know, or Chelsea bun.
Okay, Chelsea buns, yeah.
Chelsea bun or Welsh rabbit.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Biscuit, Welsh rabbit. Toasted egg and toast.
Okay.
And you may get toast and a sausage.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
That's breakfast with a cup of tea.
What about food back home? Like, what was your favourite dish back home? Like, what was Granny making? Not even my mum. Yeah, your mum. What was she making?
Well, what she was making, she used to go down to the seaside there because the fishermen used to come.
Okay,
And mostly, we didn't have meat. Nothing didn't have meat. You couldn't afford to buy meat.
Too expensive?
Too expensive.
But fish was cheaper?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you go down there and you get a handful of fish or shrimps or something, and it was not cheap.
And is that where your passion for fish and seafood comes from?
That's why you see I always favored fish and prawns. That's where it comes from. Because we couldn't afford to, you would have meat once a week, and that would be a Saturday. Your mom, you know, that's why they'd been paid on Saturday, then she could afford it.
She could afford it.
At the market and buy meat.
So when you first came over here, where was you getting your ingredients from? Like, was it easy to find, like, your planting, your yam, your banana?
When I came to London, You couldn't find plantain and yam there. If you want that, you might have had to go to Soho.
Soho, in West End?
So the Chinese.
Okay.
You see, if you want, like, aubergine, the Chinese used to have that. You could, because what happened, the Chinese, because a lot of them come from Hong Kong, so you go down to Soho if you want it. Apart from that, if you wanted fish or pig legs, what do you call
it? Trotters.
Yeah, trotters. If you want, you go into Brixton. And you, the pig trotters, they used to give it away to you.
So in Brixton, you wasn't able to source these type of things? Like, there wasn't any markets in Brixton?
Well, they had a big arcade, and there was, you go in there, just like in Peckham, you go in there, and they had stalls in there. You could, you know, they cater for the public. Eh?
Okay.
You get anything you want in Brixton in those days. Apart from, you never used to have hard food. Hard food didn't come into the market then.
Okay.
The hard food came into the market about the late 60s.
Okay.
When I say hard food, you know what I'm talking about.
Like yam, green
yam,
banana.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Obviously, we got a really small family, like me, you, my mum, Auntie Pam, and obviously Nanny, but Nanny passed away.
Nanny passed away. Was only, what, five of us?
Yeah.
Five of us. And then his Nan passed away 2 years ago. 21, ain't it?
Yeah, 2020.
2 years ago she passed away. When she passed away, she was 83 years old. Sorry that she went, but because when she passed, I, you know, when I talk about her, like, tears want to come to my eyes, but, you know,
I know, man. Sad, isn't it?
Sad, yes. Sometimes I wish she was here, but it's a part of life, isn't it? You're here today and tomorrow you're not there. And leave the ones that are here to think about you and weep about you and sit and remember the years of that you had with her, and that's not all, had with the individual.
The legacy I want to leave when I obviously get older and that is that I want to essentially try to get a Michelin star West Indian kitchen.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously you and Nanny, I got my passion for food from you guys. So that's how I kind of want to like go along that route. My experience of what I feel like the Caribbean food has done to the British culture is like, it's a big one. Cause obviously I make refined Caribbean foods and I feel like that's such an angle in terms of like, so you know.
But if you notice the British, they only eat Caribbean food, you notice them?
No, but they do, Grandad. No, they do. It's trending now. Like,
it's trending now. The ancient times.
Yeah.
I haven't caught up with the times.
So, like, the type of social media videos that I do in terms of cooking, it's all based on like Caribbean food, but obviously, like, with French techniques. And then obviously you know that I do events, so these events that I'm doing, there's all Caribbean food.
Particularly Caribbean food.
Yeah, but I'm breaking down. So for example, you get your normal like jerk chicken, and I'm breaking it down into like.
So what are you just catering for one set of people or what?
No, I'm catering to everyone because now it's food that people want to try.
Oh, that's my boy, isn't it? I've been looking after him from now. You know, from the day born, I was looking after, taking me anywhere and everywhere.
So, me and you have never cooked together, but when I was younger, you used to always make me chow mein.
Yeah, well,
I remember one time you was trying to make you chow mein with you, and I never got into it. Can you talk me through like how you used to make chow mein, Grandad?
Chow mein, we have the spaghetti, you boil it, and what happened? We used to to go with the spaghetti, you have to make a stew.
Yeah.
Make a stew and then we mix all together, get the spaghetti there, and we put the stew in there to turn it over.
Okay.
And that's just it, you know.
And that's how we make chow mein.
That's how we make chow mein.
So maybe when we go home today, we can make some chow mein.
It depends on what you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's interesting, saying that on it.
That's how we make chow mein.